Has the pandemic shrunk your bank account this year and you're trying to figure out how you're even going to manage gift giving?
Well, we're going to help you manage your money this holiday season. And this is Chick to Chick. Carrie, we're into the hustle and bustle of the holiday season, you know, when everybody's out shopping. Now, this year, I do think that people are going to try to rein it in a little bit. I do think the pandemic has had a big impact on what people can and can't spend. A lot of people are still unemployed because of COVID. So you really got to think twice. You have to be mindful this holiday season as you're out shopping. And a lot of studies show that, in fact, people are going to be spending less.
Well, and that totally makes sense. You know, some people are spending less because, like you said, they just don't have the money. Some people are still concerned. They might have some of the money. They might have built up a budget, but they're looking at that going, well, geez, maybe I can't afford to spend because maybe I'm going to need this in 2021. So the point is, I think we really need to understand how we can still spread some holiday cheer with our gift giving and not break the bank.
Lisa Kennedy is a financial education analyst at PSECU. And Lisa, because of the pandemic and because people have lost their jobs, all of these studies are showing that people are going to be spending less this holiday season. Is that what you folks are seeing as well?
Yes. So things are going to look a little bit different this holiday season from a financial perspective for a lot of people. You know, out of necessity, for people who have lost their jobs or no longer working, they're going to have to reduce their budget or get a little creative when it comes to gift giving. Others who may not need to reduce their budget are doing it by choice, just to be a little bit more conservative with their finances, because at this point, we really can't predict what the job market will look like in the future.
So what are some of the ways people can have spending to, you know, do things for family and friends, but they really want to keep a budget? What are some of the tips you can give them?
Yeah, there's a few different ways that you can navigate your holiday spending. The first is think about some logistics. So if you aren't visiting family this year, I know a lot of us might be staying home. Can you have an item shipped directly to the recipient from the seller if you're shopping online? A lot of retailers offer free shipping. They might even offer gift wrap options as well. So you can keep it a surprise until the big day. This is going to avoid you having to spend the money to mail the item on your own. So you're saving a little bit of money on those shipping charges as well. If you're shopping in person, avoid the temptation of those smaller items. They're going to add up really quickly. Those little things at cash wraps or just filler items, you know, stick to the list that you've made and hold yourself accountable to that list. And remember that not everything needs to be purchased. So think about things that you can make on your own. Things like photo albums, photo calendars, consolidate some family recipes into a collection, even baked goods. I never turn those down over the holidays. These are things that are often a little bit more meaningful and are going to be less expensive, easier on your budget.
Yeah, you can just get creative and sort of think outside the box, because honestly, at the end of the day, isn't it the thought that's supposed to count and not the price tag on that merchandise?
Absolutely.
Well, I think people are really understanding this year, whether you're the giver or the receiver, everybody's in the same kind of space, or at least they're much more forgiving than they were maybe in past years. And so if someone is really wanting to maybe make a little bit more money, what are some of the ways they can do that to help with any of the spending?
Yes. Always helpful to have a little extra cash, especially when things are tight. There's always the traditional option of seasonal retail employment. Stores are always busy around the holidays, and they usually do need extra help. If that doesn't work with your schedule, get creative about services that you can offer on your own. You can take on cleaning services for others, especially the elderly who maybe can't do it on their own. I know meal delivery is huge right now, as most of us are getting takeout from restaurants as opposed to eating in person. Even just providing transportation for others can help bring in some extra funds. And these things may offer more flexibility that can work around any time constraints you may have around the holidays or family life versus something that's a little bit more traditional. Also, think about things that you can sell that you no longer need. Look around your house. Is there something of value that's taking up space? Exercise equipment, any clothing that maybe children have outgrown that's still in good condition? You can go and sell these items for extra funds. And you may find someone who is on a tight budget and shopping for a deal on used items as well. So it's really beneficial for both parties.
Well, and that's a great idea too, because you know you're going to be bringing more stuff into your house because people are going to be giving you gifts. So you might as well clear away to make room. So that's great. You can actually cash in on that. That's a good tip. You know, Lisa, the one thing that I think turns into a problem is when you're out shopping and you're trying to stay on track, and then you hear about these offers, you know, retailers, different stores. What offers should we stay away from that could get us into trouble later?
Absolutely. There are good offers out there and bad offers. I've been seeing my inbox and my mailbox blow up for at least the past month. It seems like it's starting earlier this year. Just be smart. In addition to just the sales that you're seeing, you may see a lot of offers for store credit cards. You want to be a little wary of those. Retailers may offer additional discounts if you open a store credit card, things like lower interest rates or intro offers. Unfortunately, these benefits are usually exclusive to that retailer and they expire quickly. So those initial savings that you gain are going to be outweighed by other fees or even just higher interest over time. If you are using credit cards, maybe find a card that's going to give you other benefits at all retailers, like cashback options. It might be a better choice than something that's exclusive to just one retailer. Another thing, you know, we're shopping online more this year, I have a feeling. Free shipping is everywhere, like I said. That's a really great offer. Keep in mind that they may not offer free returns. So make sure you're reading the fine print. The last thing that you want is you go online, you get a great deal, you buy this item, and once you receive it, you realize it's not really what you expected, and now you have to pay money to send that back. So just be mindful and take the time to read the fine print on those deals.
And every time you open a credit card or close an account, doesn't that really have an impact on your credit score?
It does. It both the inquiries for your credit report and also the age of your credit history. It will impact both of those negatively. So just be mindful of how often you are applying for new types of credit.
So for people who are feeling really overwhelmed right now, you know, they've just sort of said, I'm going to make it through this 2020 holiday because it's just been such a year, but I really want to think mindfully about next year for 2021. What can people do to make that next year, you know, budget feel better for them?
Yes, it's always a great idea to start planning ahead. I'm a huge advocate of that. As you look into the new year, look at your budget. See, can you start setting aside funds now? Even just a small amount, $10 a week is going to add up. That's going to be over $500 this time next year, which is a great place to start. When you are saving, put that money into a separate account. Don't use your regular checking or savings. That way you're less tempted to spend it on something else. And make sure the account type that you choose isn't going to be charging you fees for like a minimum balance or transactions. You don't want all of those hard-earned savings to go towards things like service charges. Another easy way to plan ahead is start shopping all year instead of just the holiday season. You might have a better shot of finding something that's consistently out of stock if you're buying it in March or April. You might even just find better sales throughout the year. And as a bonus, if your shopping is done early, it relieves some of that stress that we all tend to feel around the holidays.
Yeah, let's be honest, because sometimes some of those Black Friday deals really aren't such great deals. And it's better, as you said, to look for deals all year long. All right. So one final bit of advice for somebody who plans to go out there and shop till they drop and then they're going to pass out when those bills arrive later.
Right. What's your
final piece of advice?
I would say find a tracking method that's going to work for you, something that you will consistently use. So if you love something a little bit more traditional, grab a notebook, keep everything on a piece of paper, and make sure you're sticking to that budget that you've created for yourself. If you're like me, you prefer something electronic, use a spreadsheet or even just online banking systems to track your expenses. Some banking systems allow you to put your spending into different categories, which is really helpful when you're tracking. Just hold yourself accountable to the budget that you spent or you set. That way you don't have that that dread once, you know, all those bills start arriving after the holidays.
That's a good word, dread.
Great advice.
Wonderful advice. Lisa, thanks so much for joining us and happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays, thanks, Lisa.
I think Lisa had really good advice. You know, you just have to be smart when you're out shopping. You really need to stay on budget. And maybe, you know what, I think sometimes using credit cards gets us into trouble. If you don't have the money, don't spend it. Use cash instead to try to stay on track.
Yeah. And I think this is a really good year for people to, including ourselves, you know, to think about what do I really need to spend money on? What's really important? If there's anything that pandemic has shown us is just that we need to sort of readjust the way we think and how we handle things and what we do. And so for those people who really wanted to spend, but really can't, this is a good time to just sort of realize, take a deep breath and go, it's okay. No,
it is okay.
It is okay. You know, and we really appreciate you listening to us. We always enjoy that you're here. We hope we brought you some good news today and some good advice. And please tune in to the next time we're chirping about another topic.